In the name of our God, who is even now making all things new. My daughter Claire, some of you know her, is 27 now. So I think that the parental statute of limitations has probably expired on me telling this story about her. It happened about 25 years ago, during the winter when she was almost 4 and our son Zach was about 1.5. It was one of those long, rainy, dark, dark winters, the kind that test the endurance of parents with active young children. By December, it seemed like it had been rainy and dark forever, but there were still months to go. Julie and I were getting desperate, and we began to dream of escape to paradise, to Hawaii. Well, we found those discounted plane tickets, and we found that budget rental condo. And when we got there, it was the Hawaii we had dreamed of. The sun was warm, the sand was soft, the water was refreshing. We would go to the beach, the kids would run and dig and swim all day, and then we'd go back to that budget rental condo at night, and they would eat like wolves and sleep like logs. And if you are parents of active young children, that's about as much paradise as you need. It was the third or fourth morning in paradise at breakfast when Claire looked up and said, "What are we going to do today?" And Julie and I, feeling like the greatest parents who had ever lived, said, "We thought we'd go to the beach." A dark cloud crossed her face, and she said, "Do we have to go to the beach day after day after day?" And Julie and I looked at each other and thought, this could be a long week. I see that Hawaii vacation story as a sort of modern and updated version of our gospel parable today, the parable of the wedding guest from Matthew. Now, at first reading, that parable certainly sounds nothing like an invitation to paradise on earth. There's that poor man who's called out for not having a proper wedding robe. After being invited to the feast, he's suddenly bound and then banished to that outer darkness with weeping and gnashing of teeth. Is the point of the parable that only the wealthy or the well-dressed are invited to God's banquet table? I don't think so. Those who first heard the parable would actually have expected everyone to have a wedding robe. And by custom, the host would likely have provided one at the door for those who were in need. So I think the point is not about lacking the right outfit. It's about choosing not to put it on. The wedding guest arrived at the celebration, and like my daughter in Hawaii said, "Do I have to come to your feast to celebrate with you, to enjoy this abundance day after day after day?" In our gospel story, that wedding robe is hanging there empty and unused while the feast is waiting. In my vacation story, it's a size 4T flowered bathing suit, hanging forlornly over the railing of the rental condo as paradise is waiting just outside. Those who first heard the gospel also probably would not think of the darkness as a new and awful place that God has created to punish the ungrateful or the unfashionable. They would know that darkness is our starting place. It's where we come from. They would probably heard the echoes of those other words from Isaiah. "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine." And as they listened to that parable, they would likely have seen the contrast between the joyful light of the banquet hall and that outer darkness, not as a threat of banishment, but as an invitation to please come join the party. Now, in our gospel story, the sad and fearful darkness is outside, out there. In my modern vacation story, the darkness is inside, in the rental condo. That probably is good for our modern times. I think in our modern times, sad and fearful darkness is probably more often inside. Now, since I'm here representing St. Mark's stewardship ministry, you won't be surprised to hear me say that I think the Hawaii vacation story and the parable of the wedding guest both describe God's invitation to stewardship, the invitation to each of us to open our hearts to abundance and to give generously in response. Every one of us is invited to an abundant feast, to an actual paradise, to God's kingdom, day after day after day. Once we join that abundant feast, we will naturally want to give generously. Putting on the wedding robe is how the guest says yes to the wedding feast. Putting on that little flowered 4T bathing suit is how my daughter said yes to the sun and the sand and the ocean in the Hawaiian paradise. And giving of my time and talent and my actual money is how I say yes to God's kingdom here at St. Mark's. Now, fortunately, the vacation story has a happy ending. My daughter did not pout all day in the inner darkness. She pouted for about 5 minutes. She put on the bathing suit. We all headed out to the beach. And the sun was just as warm. The sand was just as soft. The water was just as refreshing, day after day after day. And ironically, or maybe perfectly, 25 years later, there's just about nothing she likes more than going to the beach. Today's parable does not exactly have a happy ending. Instead, it ends in darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth. But the whole gospel story, like the vacation story, certainly has a happy ending. Or, more accurately, the gospel story really has no ending. God's patient invitation to paradise, to abundant life, is alive and always fresh, day after day after day. Our response may often be clueless and distracted, but the invitation keeps coming because God is making all things new, is now, has been since the beginning, and always will be. The stewardship invitation has the same happy ending. God is making all things new day after day after day. And even if my first response is sometimes, do I have to? That invitation to celebrate abundance and to give generously will stay open. The abundant life will be there waiting for me, just as dependably as the warm weather in Hawaii. Now, any of you reading those weekly stewardship messages in Sundays and Beyond might ask, now, if that invitation is always open, if God's abundant kingdom is always waiting, then why does it matter if I record my financial commitment to St. Mark's this month or even this year? The invitation has been from the beginning, and it always will be. What's your hurry? There is a practical reason to say yes this month. Our vestry would like to know about our financial commitments when they make a budget for the coming year. Being nice to the vestry is a good thing. But that's not the real reason to accept the invitation right now. And the real reason for accepting the invitation to abundant life has nothing to do with the threat of darkness or banishment to a place with weeping and gnashing of teeth. God's abundant feast will not just endure, it will continue to break out in new ways, no matter how long it takes me to put on the wedding robe and join the party. That Hawaiian paradise will emerge fresh every morning, day after day, no matter how long it takes me to step out into the warm light. God's kingdom will break forth here at St. Mark's in new ways, whether or not I make a financial pledge. The urgency of the invitation to generous giving, The reason for saying yes right now to the stewardship invitation goes back to that vacation story. God is making all things new every single morning. The abundant life is there waiting. But my reservation for this rental condo, and by that I mean this one, is not good forever. And even though I would prefer not to think about it until I have to, my ticket home is already booked. If the abundant life in God's kingdom is there waiting for me now, why would I spend another day in the dark? For those of you who would speak it in Twitter, the 140-character version would be, don't do it for hashtag FOMO. That's fear of missing out for those of you over 40. Do it for hashtag JOJI, joy of joining in. If you've not yet made your financial commitment to St. Mark's for the coming year, then I invite you to put on your wedding robe or your size 4T flowered bathing suit or whatever your party outfit looks like. And join this abundant feast. You will not regret saying yes to this invitation. Because once you get to Hawaii, you're going to want to go to the beach. Once you get to the wedding, you're going to want to eat the food. If you've already made a financial commitment for the coming year, then I invite you to just enjoy this abundant celebration and to feel those warm sensations of paradise right now and then day after day after day.